Rohar.
Ahana Celtic.
Ballymote Celtic.
Manor Rangers.
Benbulbin FC.
Yates United.
Dromore Villa.
Carrick Town.
Boyle Celtic.
Gurcheen Celtic.
St. John's.
Valley Rovers.
Ballygawley Celtic.
Pollery Bowls.
Eel Tober.
Dan Celtic.
Balaxadair United.
Merville United.
Kilglass Enniscrone United.
This is Youth Soccer on Ocean FM.
Yes, welcome to the Youth Soccer segment here on Ocean FM. I'm Adrian Parton and Tina Byrne has joined me in studio. Hello Tina, how are you?
Hello Adrian, how are you?
I'm good now. Good. Sorry, I have to interrupt you for 1 second before you start.
That's all right.
Started. Just a final score in the Ulster Senior Football Championship semi-final replay. So Donegal know their opponents now. It ended Cavan 23 points, Armagh 17. So in 2 weeks' time, it'll be a Cavan Cavan Donegal Ulster final in Clonus. Now, Tina, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry. They're the fresh off the press results.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
It looked sounded like a really good game. I was listening to some of your RTV coverage coming down. Yeah. So good. Interesting.
So that's the final lineup, Tina. But look, it's youth soccer we're here for, and I think there's only one place to start after last weekend's results, the under 13 Gaynor Cup victory.
I couldn't not start with the girls Gaynor under 13, and I know you had them in studio.
Yeah, Austin, they were in the final whistle on Thursday night.
Yeah, final whistle, and it was lovely because you could see it live on Facebook and all that. You know, I always say about tournament football, it's all about the squad and the strength in the squad, and you know, maybe not every player starts, but they have a huge integral role to play because the games come quick and fast, and like when you think about it, they're under 13, so you know, to play tournament football, a couple of games a day, recovery, back out at it again. You can't take away from the achievement. I mean, to win this tournament, it's the first time the Sligo Leitrim girls team won at this level, and you can't take away from that. Another notable point is they didn't concede any goals. That's quite remarkable in my book. I've been down a couple of times. I couldn't go this time for this the under 13 girls just due to other commitments, but other teams, I've been down there years before and other teams came very, very close, got to finals, but this was quite a remarkable achievement. Now I know the accolades probably went to Orna Murphy, Kiva Flynn, they scored in the final, but like there was some other fabulous performances. Cara King, I think, got player of the match in the final, and there was like, there's a girl, Alice Lilly, plays I think for Arrow Harps, a little flyer up the wing, but they all played a huge part, and huge congrats to the management and all the people that contributed to the success. Really wonderful achievement, and again, well done to them.
Yeah, it's a big achievement. I kind of got into it myself. I see watching the homecoming, I seen them in Tupper Curry,
that's
and then
right,
the back of the showgrounds. There's such a mix from all around the county,
and I think that's what makes it so kind of special. These girls compete against each other at club level.
Yeah.
Then you bring them together, they do all their training, sort of, you know, nobody passes any heed. There's parents driving them in and out to training every week, put the squad together, and then they all become good pals and teammates at the tournament. And like, I have to say, it was you just can't take away from it. Like a national tournament, they had to qualify first and then to go down there and to win it, and they won it by all accounts hands down, like no goals conceded. You know, what do you say? Only
huge achievement,
And
huge they were
achievement.
In the show. I seen them in the showgrounds last night. They're parading the trophy. They had a great reception in the showgrounds.
They got
for this, like,
I was in
St.
The showgrounds
game.
Myself last night, and I have to say, like, the crowd really did. Now, it was a family day in the showgrounds, and there was lots of youngsters running around the place with faces painted. It's all that, but the Gaynor crowd got a wonderful reception when their names were called out. Their manager, Nigel Hargadin.
I said Nigel he was hoping he could play in the showgrounds himself still.
Honest to God, I think he was looking to do the small-sided games at half-time, but Boyle Celtic were in, and they were, I have to say, there was great colour there last night. Boyle Celtic were magnificently, every one of the kids had their kit on, the green of the Boyle Celts, and they played this one side of the game. Then all the Gaynor girls came with their kit on, so there was, it looked really well, and I have to say, it looked well for the whole soccer situation in Sligo Leitrim. It augurs well for
going
forward.
Yeah. So what's the next game? The under 15 Gaynor Cup is coming up now, I believe.
That's at the end of the month, but prior to that, we're back to tournament football. This week it's the turn of the boys. It's the Kennedy Cup. Kennedy Cup this week. The Kennedy Cup is it's for this time. It's for the boys born in pretty much 2005. It starts on Tuesday. Thursday the 11th and finishes on Saturday the 15th. And it's literally, there is the reason it was shifted slightly this year is because of the Republic of Ireland's qualifying matches. They have a game, I think, is it Tuesday against Gibraltar?
Tomorrow night against Gibraltar.
Right, Monday, okay. Yeah. So normally it would go kind of from Sunday to Saturday or whatever, but this time it's from Tuesday. A few statistics, 640 players will be there, 255 league clubs around the country will be represented. There's eight groups, four teams in each group, so that's the full 32 counties. Now, there's two Limericks, there's Limerick Desmond and Limerick County, and Sligo Leitrim are kind of combined, so that's sort of what makes up the difference. Sligo Leitrim are in group seven. They're in with Limerick Desmond, Carlow and Donegal. Now, I have to say, Donegal are always, no matter what they do, they always are strong.
Yeah.
But we have quite a variety of representatives this year. We have clubs Manor Hamilton Rangers, Arrow Harps, Merville, Carricktown, Strand Celtic, Real Tubber, Boyle Celtic and Ballysadare. So there's different numbers of players from each squad, I think is 17. And there's players from each of those clubs representing Sligo Leitrim. And their games will kick off on Tuesday and they'll pretty much be down there for the week and they'll stay on campus. And it is another...
It's a prestigious tournament. Like, I would have known even when I was younger, I wasn't down there now, but I know people who are. I know young people, but like the scouts from England are over. It's a big tournament.
You see,
I suppose
it's the age group that they're at, and I suppose things have changed a lot in terms of, like you call it, the scouting. Whereas, as I've spoken before, where the traditional route was players were picked and they went over to England at a young age. Whereas nowadays there's a different routing, but there's still lots of League of Ireland clubs will be down there. Lots of UK clubs will be down there. And it is very prestigious. Now, I know it's not about who wins pretty much at the end. Like, it is prestigious to win it. But sometimes you'll see players and they are outstanding for their team, but their team may be at the wrong end of a 1-0 or a 1-1 and they may not qualify. They might go into... The good thing about it is there's like the cup, the cup, the plate, the bowl and the shield, or I'm not sure which order. So once, if you're beaten, if you're not in one, you'll hop into the other.
You'll
when
be there
you're
for the whole weekend. You're not being sent home.
Or, exactly. Yeah. There's none of this where it's finished and you're out. But I have seen some fabulous individual players, and that's what the scouts look for. They don't necessarily base it on what team wins it, but they go down and they see like young fellas that are outstanding, and you know, and I know the predominant winners over the years, I've looked back at the history, is the DDSL. But in 2015, Kerry and District League took the title. Donegal won it another year. Cork have won it. You know, there's nothing. Sligo Leitrim have come very, very close on a number of occasions. I know a couple of years ago they got to the final, and they won one of the, either the bowl or the plate or one of them, they won them. So there's nothing stopping it. You know, it's the fall of the ball on the day. It could be a 1-0, a 1-1. So that's happening this week down in UL. And I know lots of people are taking holidays and going down, and our committee, there'll be committee members going down as well. They'd always enjoy the whole thing because there's a number of pitches running side by side, and you can hop from one to the other, and that's the enjoyable part. I just hope the weather is kind to us, you know,
for your holidays. But I suppose it's a quiet time in Sligo Leitrim itself, the middle of the club scene.
Yeah, the club scene has sorted. Now it's more into the national tournament stuff. So you had the Gaynor under 13s, you'd have the Kennedy Cup. Then the girls at the end of the month, the girls Gaynor under 15s will be going toe to toe with their opponents down in Limerick again. That's on the 27th to the 30th of June. And they're in prep at the moment. Yesterday they had a challenge game hosted by Ballyhadreen against Midwestern. Just a friendly, again, just to kind of keep them playing football. That's the challenge. When you're not playing a lot of football, it can be a challenge to keep your fitness levels up and a little bit of a competitive edge. They've split the Gaynor this year. It used to be 14s and 16s all down kind of for a 4-day thing. They've changed the age category. It's some disquiet about that. It does eliminate some people. It includes others. So like there's pluses and minuses.
There's no crossover from under 13s as they're playing the year.
No. It's you play in your own age category. Yeah. So we'll chat a bit more in the coming weeks about the but I just wanted to, you know, let people know that that's coming up at the end of the month, and the team are still in prep. In and out between all that, obviously the calendar season keeps going, and next week on the 18th of June we have our AGM
coming up.
Yeah, now this year I think it's probably, there's a couple of sizable decisions and things to be discussed. pretty much the most talked about issue would be the calendar football and
summer soccer.
Yes, yeah. And the fact that initially the FAI issued a directive that we were switching.
That came from, was it Ruud Dokter?
Yes.
He's Dutch. I think he overlooked the interest in GAA and national sports.
You see,
was that it? Or
yeah, well, I think there was probably a number of elements, but I know from a lot of the rural jurisdictions in youth's football, like, you know, Mayo, whatever, yeah. Some of them play successfully. The calendar,
they
calendar,
which summer soccer there at the minute. Yeah.
But it depends. But yeah, you're right. I think Ruud Dokter is the technical director with the FAI, and he has a strategic program. His thought was this would be better. The FAI went with that, but now what they've said that can be done is that each jurisdiction can choose. So this year, it's important for all the clubs affiliated, and you know. All that they attend the FAI, send their two delegates. It's usually like two members of their own committee. Like it would usually be a secretary, chairman, or treasurer, secretary that would come, and they would take the mandate from their club. And when the vote will come for this calendar football, it'll be a simple vote. It will be like counted, collated, and that's the way the decision will be made. The committee will go on the mandate of the clubs.
So
and that's why I want
AGM
to just mention.
It is quite an important AGM.
Well, I think it's important.
More
that,
so than usual.
Yeah, because it's what it will be sort of. There'll be a bit of discussion. The meeting will not be taken over. AGMs are not forums for discussion. The wording has been sent out to the clubs.
Okay.
They take it to their clubs, send their delegates, and there'll be literally a vote. And that's how AGMs operate. It's literally all the discussing and talking. There was an information day evening. Was an information evening for the clubs, and some clubs were very strong to switch over. Some clubs were saying we have to not be afraid of change. Some clubs were saying that'll kill us, we couldn't do it, we've discussed it. So it will be interesting on the night to see. So that's the 18th of June in the Sally Gardens in Ballisadare at 7:30. All the clubs have received, all their secretaries have received notification, and like just what we would be urging is that they send their two delegates and that we have a good representation on the night, so that whichever way it's decided, that it will be decided by, like, that there will
Democratic
be a good turnout.
Vote, yeah.
Exactly.
So that's so, the 18th of June in the Sally Gardens in Ballisadare.
Yeah, a big kick-off, I was going to say. I'm
kick-off, so you're too kick used off. To saying kick-off, Tina.
Kick-off, okay, well, we might have
hopefully it doesn't kick off, though.
I hope, yeah. I was going to say the meeting starts at 7:30 and let's hope it doesn't kick off at 8:30 when this is being voted for. So that's pretty much it. So
that's
good luck
Tina,
to the
yeah.
Kennedy Cup squad. Have a safe and enjoyable trip to Limerick, and we'll be talking probably about that next week and other stuff, bits and pieces.
We'll
thanks a million,
next week,
Adrian.
Tina Byrne, thanks very much.
Thank
we'll be back with the news, and then after 6, the Rovers Review.
Arrowheart,
Aughan and Celtic,
Ballymote Celtic,
Manor Rangers,
Benbulbin FC,
Yates United,
Dromore Villa,
Carrick Town,
Boyle Celtic,
Gurcheen Celtic,
St John's,
Valley Rovers,
Ballygawley Celtic, Pottery
Bowls, Eel Tober,
Dan Celtic,
Ballacadare United,
Merville United,
Kilglass, Enniscrone United.
This is Youth Soccer on Ocean FM!